And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. And listen, in all of that space I just named, ZLA Solutions is also doing their work. ZLA Solutions, and by the way, they do a lot of things for businesses. They can help you with your sorting and containment, your quality control, your logistics, your warehousing, all of it. But they can also, oh, by the way, help you with what they consider to be their bread and butter, staffing. They can put people in place for you that maybe you're having trouble finding. Those special niche skills, just one or two people, or it could be that you need like an entire shift of folks with entry-level skills. Doesn't matter. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. They can do the drug testing, the background checks, the recruiting. ZLA Solutions is good at what they do. I know these folks personally. They are good at what they do, and I'm proud to have them on the team. So, yeah, check them out. You can check their website out, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com for ZLA Solutions. And do me a favor. You talk to them, you tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, let me go to the phones real quick. He hung on during the break, and I appreciate that. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How you, buddy?
I'll answer that with hoo-ah. Love those results, especially. I'm just going to concentrate on one. I've got two daughters, both gone through all kinds of college and that type of thing. And my wife and I scrimped and saved and did everything we could and to pay for their college on what they could not. They got partial scholarships, which is wonderful, but they don't have any student loans now.
Yeah.
And one of them, the oldest one, there was a lady of color. And she had less on her ACTs and her SATs than my daughter did, and she got the higher scholarship. So on two accounts, I say thank you, Supreme Court, because I don't have to pay for other people's student loans now.
There you go. Man, you are spot on. See you, Brian. Have a great day. That is spot on. The fact that, literally the Biden administration was about to make everybody else pay for people who had made poor decisions, perhaps, or at least weren't trying well, or just wanted to get out. Like, I mean, on the one hand, you go, if they're giving away free money, but you know what? There's got to be a sense of honor in here somewhere, and it's just amazing to me that this has even been floated and had to go to the Supreme Court, but I am glad SCOTUS ruled on this. I got another caller online, too. I'll grab that. Is that JT? JT, Lacey Springs. Hey, man.
Oh, good afternoon. Long time.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing quite well out here working in the garden and sweating. But, I mean, sweat equity is what it's all about.
There you go.
But kind of humorous to hear Biden whining about not getting his student debt relief passed. You know, it kind of goes to my comment yesterday about the liberals having a squeak but no wheel degrees.
Yeah.
And That's kind of what this amounts to. He's squeaking and squeaking, but his wheels have done run off. So.
Absolutely, yeah, and good for us, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm pleased with what the justices have done this week, and you can't get everything you want, but sometimes you just get what you need, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the Rolling Stones, I believe, said that one. But, yeah.
Got it.
All right, JT, hey, do what you can in the heat, but just get cooled off when you can, all right?
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too, man. We got a great audience. We've got a great audience. Hey, I asked a question, by the way, right before the break. I said, we had the whole first 2 hours of the show virtually was on the question of child trafficking. And the title of that dipper was Child Trafficking is Here. It's Here. And we had Jared Hudson on from the Covenant Rescue Group that talked about ops that his business is even running, most recently. They arrested 11 perps over in Fultondale just last week, along with the Fultondale PD. Shout out to the Fultondale PD. We love you. Thank you for what you do. Then we also talked about the fact that we got Allie Turner came on and talked about the movie, The Sound of Freedom, that comes out next week that's going to be all about this very issue. And then I said, right before the break a little while ago, I said, if you were putting together an operation to go and arrest child trafficking perpetrators, what would you name the operation? Like, for instance, I've got one. I'd call it Operation Majoring in the Minors. Minors, as in kids. I got another one, which is a little rougher, Operation Emasculation. The boomer gives me the ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I had one as
put
well.
Put your camera on, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. So I got one as well as Operation Nutcracker.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm digging it. We got a bunch of folks that are texting in on this too. So if you got an operation name for going out there and arresting some child trafficking perpetrators, what would you call it? And I'm looking right now. I got TL from Huntsville says Operation Hellfire. I got Devin from Brownsboro. He says Operation Minor Problem. I see it. What else we got? Nita from South Huntsville. That was not on the. Okay, this is a different topic. So I'll come back to that one in a minute. What else we got? JT from Lacey Springs again says Operation Adolescent Rescue. There it is. Mm-hmm. Teresa from Town Creek says, of course I would call it Right Side, Operation Right Side. Well, thank you, Teresa.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. Chris from Huntsville, Operation You and Jesus Need to Have a Big Talk. How about this? Operation You and Jesus About to Meet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Roughly Ann from Huntsville says Operation Hang 'em High. What we got here?
I don't even know where we've gone.
Hey, speaking of sweet young things, Jeff from Indiana just sent us pictures of his brand new grandbaby. Jeff from Indiana, we love you, brother. We're excited for you, and that is one beautiful child. Beautiful child. Keep them close and raise them right, brother. Trina from Elkmont says Operation Castration. See, I'm telling you, I just. This is the Brian from Huntsville says Operation Anti-Epstein, and I got a caller. I'll take that caller before I get too late in the segment here. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan from Madison. What's up, brother?
A lot of good rulings, my man.
Oh my gosh!
It's a great thing to be an American. How about that?
No doubt, the system actually works, man. How about that?
Well, you know what? It's good. It's good because people are just taking way too much advantage of the generosity of others and way too far with it. There's nothing wrong with taking things, but like that, no, I don't think so. Anyway, I got a name for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Pick up the perbs. Pick up the perverts. There you go. Pee-pee.
I don't. That'll work. That'll go on a T-shirt.
The letters, two first letters, you know, of each name is P. I mean, the letter is P, so it's like a pee-pee. So pick up the perbs. There you go.
Yeah. All right. I'm digging it, man.
See you later, brother.
See you, man. Have a good one. Happy Fourth. Who else we got? Sam from Priceville says Operation Another One Bites the Dust. Nice. Joe from Elkmont says Operation Traffic Stop. There you go. Traffic stop, trafficking. Get it? See that? See what
good.
He did? Yeah.
I like that one.
That's good. John from Huntsville says Operation Monster Busters. I like it. Pastor Barnes says Operation Trash Bag. Yes, sir. Man, I'm just telling you, and remember what I said too earlier, that this awareness is half the battle. And we're throwing out these names right now and having a good time thinking what we'd name it. But, man, I'm just telling you, we got to stay on top of this. We got to. I'd say we got to do a better job of getting on top of this because it has gone on far too long, hiding in the shadows. And in my opinion, it would appear that those who are out to harm our kids have become so much more brazen and emboldened that they no longer even try to constrain themselves or hide themselves. But those that do lie in the shadows, we need to shine a light on it. We've got to, because it's about our kids. What else we got in here real quick? Jeremy from Huntsville, Operation Meet Your Maker. Yeah. And Brian from Huntsville says he likes Boomer's best so far. Yours was called what? Operation Nutcracker?
That's right. Operation Nutcracker.
All right. I see this one. I know exactly where he's coming from, too. Unnamed, tell us where you're from and what your name is, but just text it in. It says Operation Millstone, as in putting a millstone around their neck and casting them into the water. And then John C. from Madison says Operation Pervinator. I like it.
That's good.
I like it. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do the break about 30 or 40 seconds earlier than usual. We'll come right back and put a lid on this day. Oh, yeah. Oh, Mike from Rainbow City's coming in. Operation Millstone. He says the same thing, as in a millstone around your neck. I dig it, brother. All right, listen, y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, making common sense a superpower. The text messages keep dropping in. We'll get to those in a minute. But I got a caller. That would be Grandpa Jeff from Indiana. Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good there, Phil. Thank you there. Getting to feel a little old, buddy.
Oh, man. How's that new grandbaby that was born yesterday?
Oh, she's doing wonderful. They're on their way home right now, so I'll be able to, when I get back, I'll be able to go see her.
That's awesome. Well, I saw you sent that picture to us a little while ago. What a sweet looking little child. So I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind today?
You know, this operation stuff and everything. You know, my operation, I would call it Operation High C, because that's what these guys would be singing once you castrate them. I'm not talking about chemical either.
What was that line from the movie? I think it was Dolly Parton had the line, "I'll turn you from a rooster to a hen in a heartbeat."
That's right.
Oh.
But talking about the coming down from SCOTUS there about the religious, the thing about it is, you know, that only works if you're in a union shop or in a not right-to-work state, like Indiana and Alabama are right-to-work states. I mean, you can come in and say, "Hey, buddy, you got a funky looking eyebrow. See you later. You're fired." You know, so they can just basically get rid of you for any reason. So
well, they can.
Really,
they
don't have any teeth there.
They don't have to. But I think part of the problem was and of course he was unionized and he was also a contract employee, so that gave him extra leverage. But in that postal worker case, but at the very least, I mean, it appears that they can't just make you violate your religious liberties to keep your job.
And like I say, it only works if you're working for the government usually. So otherwise, you know, everybody's at right to, you know, the employer can fire you at any time when on a right to work state. So.
You know, there's also if you have to prove a nexus to the question of your religious liberties. And Matt Clark, who was on a few minutes ago, he made the point that he's still got ongoing lawsuits right now for people that were terminated during the vaccine mandates. Despite the fact that they had a religious accommodation request, they were just terminated outright. Well, once you file that religious accommodation request, the onus is upon the employee to prove that they did the best they could to reasonably accommodate it, and they didn't. And I think this is going to be a clear case that's going to, I mean, this recent ruling is going to help those cases.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of back pay here, I'm afraid. And, you know, I hate that we're the one who has to pay it, but on the most part of it from the government issue, but they should make everything right.
Well, they should, and I hope they do it for our military, for those that were you know, boarded out for not getting the shot. I hope that those who want to come back in are given an opportunity and given back pay and seniority. But we'll see. All right, man. Hey, listen, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy that grandbaby.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good weekend and a happy Independence Day if I don't talk to you then.
All right, man. Take care. These text messages, Boomer, there's some good ones in here. You know, I was talking about Biden was crying earlier about, you know, the rulings that came down.
Yeah.
And Doman from Harvest texted in and says, 2024, hashtag 2024, buy and done. Get it? Like Biden, buy and done.
Done.
This is nice.
I like that.
Kenny from Elkmont, with regards to those perpetrators we've been talking about in child trafficking, he says, a hammer, three nails, a stump in the woods, and a rusty razor blade. Give them a choice. Oh, man.
Okay.
Thomas from Athens says, American citizens should very much like to know what constitutional attorneys have told Biden that these decisions are against the Constitution. And then he says in all caps, hey, White House spokesperson, tell us their names. Yeah, don't hold your breath, bro. Glenn from Bluntsville says, all the things the Supreme Court got right the last couple of days makes me scratch my head on the redrawing of the district lines based on race. That is a good point. So here we are saying affirmative action, you cannot allow someone or base your criteria for acceptance into a university based on race. But when it comes to drawing your congressional district lines, you have to use race. I don't know that I can understand the...
Right.
Yeah. I may have to sit down there and noodle on that one for a minute. But your point is well taken. What'd you say?
You said noodle on it. I was just thinking noodling. Remember we talked about noodling?
I don't do noodling. You will not.
I don't know where that came from. But
I don't either.
In my head.
You just chased that rabbit trail.
I did.
I'm not crawling in the water, sticking my hand up underneath a log to see what bites it and then pull it out by the lips. I ain't doing it. I did see a video the other day of a guy, I think I may have showed you this, I showed Charlene. He got the world record noodling, a 9-foot catfish.
9 foot?
The thing weighed like 370 pounds.
How did he not go under?
Well, he was trying to reel it in on a line, and then he finally just waded out there and grabbed it by the lip, started pulling it to shore. And the thing was monstrous. Like, I'm not swimming in that water.
No.
All right, what else have I got here? I got text messages. Oh, Brian from Huntsville says, Biden won't remember the court decision tomorrow. John from Huntsville says, Phil, you and Boomer put on an awesome show today, so both of you get an A+, which means you'll have to cut the first place trophy in half. Also, have a very happy 4th of July weekend. Boomer, you make sure you don't grill any lab-grown meat.
Oh, no lab-grown meat. Nope.
Ain't no lab-grown
no,
meat.
No.
Ain't no Right Side Ruffians eating no lab-grown meat. Bob from Madison was our new texter a minute ago, so appreciate that. He's the one that had Operation Eunuch, so yeah. And he says, Phil, thanks for elevating awareness of this very real attack on our children. Appreciate greatly what you do. I'd call an investigation of child sex trafficking, Operation Eunuch. Bob from Madison. Appreciate you, Bob. Glad you're in the system, man. Steve from Decatur says, Operation... I don't know if I should read that or not. He says, I'll say it. He says, Operation Democrat Trap. Unfortunately, bro, I believe it's a bipartisan issue. But then he went on and said, Operation Catch a Sniffer, as in, you know that guy. Yeah. Bob from Madison, again, another Bob from Madison, different Bob from Madison, says, how about the boys in the big house going to have fun with you? There's Operation name. Lou from Athens says, Operation Demon Catcher. Yes. Mm. A brand new texter in the line jumped in on this one and says, Randy from Huntsville says, Operation... He's spinning off the Michael Jackson thing. I just don't know that. Operation Man in the Middle, Michael Jackson. Oh, my gosh. Michael Jackson got a pass for years for some behavior that should never have been allowed, by the way.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, who else in the world is going to be allowed to have young boys over to sleep in his bed with him and then say, we were just having fun. It was no big deal. There's a reason why he had a Ferris wheel at his house.
Yes.
Also new in the text lines, Operation Millstone was given to us by Randall from Huntsville. Randall, we got you plugged in, brother. Thank you so much. Well, listen, y'all, I'll just conclude with this. Child trafficking, it is here. It is here. And I don't want to end on a dour note, but I just want to make sure that you guys remember there's a movie coming out next week. You might want to support it. I think Charlene and I are going to try and make sure we see it. The movie is called The Sound of Freedom. It's a true story of a guy named Tim Ballard who was out there doing like what our friend Jared Hudson's doing and truly trying to rescue kids from child sex trafficking. Millions and millions of kids every year. UN report says 25 million people are sex trafficked every year. And of those, I'm sorry, it was 40 million are sex trafficked every year. And of those, 25%, that's 10 million, are kids. 10 million kids a year. All right, listen, all that to say, stay on your toes, keep your powder dry, put your head on a swivel, and do what you got to do. We love you. We'll see you back here Monday at 2. Right Side Ruffian.